Christ is risen.
He
is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At creation, all was dark over the face of the deep. And yet we remember that before the darkness itself, there actually was light, the light that is the Lord God himself. And then the Lord God spoke, "Let there be light." And there was light. There still was darkness, and yet the light ruled behind and over it. When the Lord God had said that he was sorry that he had made man on the earth and would blot them out with all the animals, he no less told believing Noah and his family to build an ark, and Noah did. The presence of the worldwide flood destroying the earth and the rest of mankind, it was indeed still there. God didn't take away the flood, but Noah and his family, by this special means, were not killed despite that flood, and so they ruled over it. In the pillar of cloud by day and the fire by night, the Lord led the children of Israel away from Egypt to the Red Sea. They got to the sea, they were camped facing it, and that's when Pharaoh came charging after them. Then, at just the right moment, the cloud began to go forward through and over the sea, which was indeed still there. But now it was parted. The cloud showed them that they were to move with it. And that's when the Lord had parted the sea, making a way for them, protecting them. Pharaoh was still there. The sea was still there. And yet the Israelites, heeding the Lord's word, were now going right through it, taking ownership of it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego kept the Lord's word. They were warned that they'd be thrown into the furnace unless they broke from God's word and bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar's statue. But they kept God's word and went into the fiery furnace and also lived through the fiery furnace. The Lord in whom they trusted was with them in the furnace. The fiery furnace was there. Its burning was there. But now they owned that furnace. It didn't hurt them. It became instead a token of what was being conquered as they went by faith in the Lord who spoke to them. And so the women went to the tomb to honor Jesus' body. They knew there was a stone there over the tomb. They were wondering, who will roll away the stone for us? But still they went. The stone was still there. But now that stone was rolled away as a symbol of what God has conquered. And yet, even though the stone was there, they didn't see Jesus' body. They thought he was still dead. But the young man told them he wasn't. He told them Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. That angel then told them to look into that place of death. He told them to go to Jesus' unbelieving disciples and tell them this word that they themselves had hardly believed. The unbelieving disciples were still there. The place of death was still there. Their own partially unbelieving minds were there. But they began to act according to the word the angel told them. And guess who they were soon going to see? I'll give you a clue. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Throughout history, what has kept God's people afraid in the past, it's there. And it seems to dominate. But what did God's people eventually do? They latched on to that word the Lord gave them. They did what he told them. Indeed, even if their own faith was small, and though their sight be lacking, soon the Lord made a way. What seemed a barrier, making things impossible in the past, it was there. And yet now the situation was made far more than possible. Things were soon put in their rightful place. Man believing God, keeping his creation at its rightful place in keeping creation in its rightful place in order, like it was before the sin even entered the scene. And so especially today, we have seen death before us. We acknowledge it. Yes, it's there before us. But you know what? Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. That means as much as death is there before us, it is conquered. And we are walking through it. That is what our lives are. Jesus clearly appeared to Mary Magdalene, soon the others, showing just that. Death's fierce jaws were there, and they are there, but they aren't going to harm us. We still may bleed, we may have our nerves flare, our physical hearts can stop, and yet we aren't truly hurt. We still have our bodies, our same bodies, and yet as we face death with the Lord's word and sacrament, with the truth of his bodily risen Christ who paid for our sins, we go through it. We say, death, you still exist, but our faith in God's risen Son is now your sting. Christ has conquered you, and you are being repurposed. Christ is greater than you, death, and we are in him. Death has now become the gate of resurrected life for all of us. The sin that is in you, the sins you've done, yeah, you did them. Yes, they did their damage, but Christ has paid for them, taking away all God's wrath. His bloody death has answered for them, and his resurrection shines despite, behind, and through them to point you ahead, going with your Lord. As much as the unbelieving world says your sins are too big, we begin to fulfill our calling no less. And though many that thought we were supposed to be scared and doing things that others failed in the past, when we now simply heed God's calling, we do it because Jesus goes ahead of us and with us, restoring humanity, putting it back on the throne, making a way for us. And just watch how evil dissipates. Its lies get silenced. We are the people who remember it was the Lord who was in the beginning, before all temptation, sin, darkness, and the devil came on the scene. Though we were captive and defeated in the moment, the Lord, the stronger man, was greater than the strong man, and he came and defeated him. The Son of God came in flesh like ours and began doing all that was thought impossible. Not abolishing the law at all, but fulfilling it. And he did, shedding his blood in full love for his Father and for you to fully atone for your sins in his blood. Like this, he became the substitute for you, and he protects you from what your sins demand. And we live as people who are free, free as we are living to God. We now keep the law in our freedom, not with faith in a righteousness of our own, but in Christ alone who has fulfilled it. We know, though, that the law is God's good will. With Jesus protecting us in him, we walk with him in the way of life. He gives us to see everything aright. With resurrection light behind it, behind every cross and bit of darkness, we begin doing what the unbelieving world thought should not happen. We begin loving our neighbors. We act just like those children of Israel who followed those pillars of cloud and fire going over the sea. The crucified, risen Lord is behind, before, and leading us through all things, including the grave, everything that looked impossible before. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.